Governor Tony Evers has announced that $3.8 million will be spent on improving transit for seniors and people with disabilities. These groups often face barriers to transportation. They may not be able to drive or have difficulty accessing public transportation. The money will go to almost 60 public and nonprofit agencies around the state to provide specialized transit services. Craig Thompson is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Previously, he was Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. Craig, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, big picture, what kind of problems are you trying to tackle with these grants to communities all over Wisconsin?
Well, these grants are really, from my standpoint, a lifeline. We're talking a lot of times about fairly remote, more rural areas of the state, where if you're a senior or a person with physical or developmental disabilities, you know, you can truly be stranded without some of these services. So this money goes out to public and nonprofit agencies that generally, and a lot of times, it's buying a fleet of minivans, but it's also teaching the people how to access transit and is really a way to connect them with the community.
And this is an issue I've thought about a lot over the years. And Craig, this isn't just about getting around in some ways. It's something that's going to allow people to maybe stay in their community, to age in place, to not have to move to a whole new town just because they can't get around. Can you talk about how important this kind of thing is for people to be able to stay in the community that they know and love?
Well, you know, that's exactly right, the way you just said it. You know, whether it be staying in their community or, as you said, staying in your home and not having to go to a nursing home. You know, mobility and transportation can be that one issue. And when you look at it even from a cost factor, the dollar goes a lot further by providing this mobility than what it would cost for somebody to have to live in a congregate setting. So, you know, it really is, it allows people to keep their independence and to stay in their home, as you had said.
Well, I think when people hear the phrase, you know, public transportation or mass transportation, they might think of, you know, a big set of bus routes or, you know, a light rail or subway. Obviously, for most Wisconsin communities, that's not in the cards. How much can we do with smaller options than that in these smaller communities?
Well, you know, that's where you get into specialized transit like these. And while we were really happy to talk about spending this $3.8 million, we had a lot more requests and need than this $3.8 million was able to cover this year. And part of that is because going back a couple years ago when I started in this job, we actually had a surplus in this program and because we weren't getting the word out well enough. And so we've really doubled down. We got the word out that surplus is gone, which is great because we provided more services to people. But now we didn't have enough money to cover the amount of need that's there. So we're glad that people are aware of it, that they're accessing it, but it's something that I think we're going to take a hard look in the upcoming budget to see if there isn't more we could do to help the people we weren't able to provide services to this year.
Can you key in on a couple of communities and how they're using this grant money?
Well, like I said, a lot of them, in some cases, they'll buy the actual minivans and stay and pay staff. But then they're also looking at providing mobility management projects and coordinating services that are already there and helping to teach people on how to access those. And some of the folks that work at these, they will literally, they'll run practice routes with the folks until they're comfortable with their schedules and how they can use the transit.
We're talking to Craig Thompson, head of the state's Department of Transportation, about a grant program that's helping communities around the state provide transportation options for seniors, people with disabilities in communities around the state. As you said, this is not a new program. How long has this been around?
Well, it really began in the 1970s, and so it's been around for quite some time. But I think, just recently, I think we're really starting to promote it more. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it in this show and just make more people aware that it's available. So we're seeing it, the demand really spike.
Has demand changed because of COVID-19 in one way or another?
Yeah, that's a great question. What COVID-19 has meant is that, you know, you can only safely have one passenger per vehicle. So that really, you know, stresses when you only have so many vehicles. So that's made it more challenging.
Now, if people in communities out there are hearing this and thinking, oh, I didn't know about this grant program. We want to get in on something like this. Is it still going to be around next year, as far as you know? And when can they start trying to apply for this?
Yes, it will be around next year. And like I said, I'm hoping we can maybe even take a look at it, you know, perhaps increasing it. But the governor is going to introduce his budget in mid-February, and then it'll go through the process. But, next year, these nonprofits and folks that provide this can look at, putting in for accessing these dollars again.
And these are local efforts, as I understand it. This isn't, these aren't State Department of Transportation projects to start these things up. Who are the people taking the lead on making these things happen?
You know, for this specific, there's two programs that are somewhat similar, and one is a county-run program, and that's through county departments of health and human services and the like. But this is nonprofits and other public agencies that have formed and, are really trying to provide a really valuable service. And so this funding is something that allows a lot of them to stay in business.
Switching gears in our last minute or so, this is a budget year in Wisconsin. We've been focusing in on this one particular part of our transportation budget. Big picture, what kind of things are you looking at in the coming couple of years that you're hoping to see funded?
Well, the last budget that was passed, we were very excited that there was bipartisan agreement to increase revenue for our transportation fund for the first time in really a generation. So in all of that increase, it was about $465 million. All of it went into fixing what we currently have, whether it's our two-lane state highways or for our local county, city, and town roads. So we've got a lot of projects going on out there. We're going to maintain that and try to accelerate that moving forward into the next budget.
Yeah, for people listening and thinking about the potholes maybe on Main Street in their downtown or over on the county highway, if they're worried, are we faster when it comes to that basic maintenance and upkeep? Are we turning those things over faster now with that budget from a couple years back?
We've got a lot of projects going on out there, and even during the pandemic, we kept all the projects moving, and that's on state projects. And the locals, the counties and cities, towns and villages have been doing an extraordinary job, and we're working with them to try to streamline things so that they can get the money out on the road even faster.
And one more quick question. I'm still calling you the secretary designee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Any hope of a Senate confirmation taking that designee out of your title anytime soon?
I will leave that up to the elected officials when they want to do that. So in the meantime, we just keep doing our job.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you, Rob.
Craig Thompson is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. We talked to us today about the state's recent efforts to improve transportation for seniors and those with special needs through a grant program providing funding to local projects.